Welcome to Caldwell University Conversations. I'm Colette Liddy. Joining me today is my guest co-host, Caldwell University Senior, Communication and Media Studies major, Steph Lopez. Good to have you here, Steph.
I'm happy to be here, Colette.
So today, we turn our attention to Nepal, a country in South Asia known for its natural beauty, breathtaking Himalayas, and its wonderful people. Here at Caldwell University, we certainly know about Nepal, since over the past several years, many students from Nepal have contributed to the fabric of our university.
That's right, Colette. Amongst our international students, the largest number come from Nepal. That is 50% of our overall international student population. Today, we are going to talk with some of our outstanding Nepalese students and an alumnus from Nepal about their experiences at Caldwell. And we will learn a little bit about the richness of their homeland.
We are happy to welcome Romas Tamakar. He's a 2015 Caldwell alumnus with a BS in accounting. Prasani Shrestha, a current student majoring in psychology with minors in biology and chemistry. And Prabuddha Raj Bastola, also a current student majoring in accounting and computer information systems. So good to be with all of you.
Thank you for having me, Colette and Seth.
So we'll start with you, Romas. We'll start with you. It's good to have you back, in quotes. You are an audit manager for the large accounting firm Deloitte & Touche. So please tell us what you've been up to in working for this accounting firm and how you feel Caldwell prepared you for that work.
So as you mentioned, Colette, I'm an audit manager with Deloitte & Touche. I've been working here for 6 years since my graduation. Back in 2015, and I've just been recently promoted in the manager position. And as part of the audit manager, I lead and assist in the audit of various private and public companies, primarily in the South Jersey, Philadelphia region. And as I was involved with a lot of extracurricular activities with Caldwell University, I've taken that passion with me as I'm here with Deloitte, and I've been involved in a lot of activities outside of my core work, in activities like recruiting, community service, volunteering services, and Caldwell has definitely prepared me in terms of giving me a lot of experience and exposure early on, and that really prepared me to land a job with Deloitte and help me prepare and progress in the position that I'm in right now.
I did see that in your bio. So you've been involved in community service activities. You've also been involved in mentoring.
Yes, I have been involved in mentoring high school kids within Deloitte's mentorship program as well.
That's wonderful. Wonderful.
That's actually amazing. Good for you. I'm very happy for you.
Thank you.
For Prasani and Prabuddha, what is it makes Caldwell special for you?
I would definitely say the community that Caldwell has built is what makes it special. The environment here is just very different, I'd say, from what I've seen at other campuses. Just by the fact that I am very close to each of my professors, in my courses, the kind of interpersonal relationship I have with them, the kind of exposure I have in terms of diversity, in terms of faculty is really impeccable here at Caldwell. And I feel like each day there is a different learning moment here, and especially when I learn about the amazing stuff that our alumni has done, like Romas mentioned, it's just wonderful to learn about the community every day.
I absolutely couldn't agree with you more. Caldwell is very home-like, and that's one thing that I take pride in the university for. You are not a number here, and I'm glad that you touched on that, because I know for all three of you guys, coming from a different country and then coming to the States, like, that's such a big jump, and I'm glad that you guys are happy and feel like you have a home here, because I know at bigger universities, you would just feel like a number. Prabuddha, how about you?
I'd like to add to what this person said and what you just said. So we naturally have that advantage in terms that we're a small school, so everything has more of a personal feel to it. We get more attention from professors. We can stick around after classes, and professors will always be happy to help us. You can't really do this at big schools, and I don't think people really realize it because they are either at a small school or at a big school, and they don't really think about like what happens at the other one. But it definitely makes a lot of difference, because I've had a lot of opportunities to actually network with professors, try to find out what best practices are for getting into jobs, and that has really helped me so far. I hope like anyone who comes here will be able to take advantage of that. Thank you.
Of course.
So, in reference to what Prabuddha said, Ramas, it made me think. We often hear from alums who say, "I was ready to lead when I left Caldwell. The leadership activities, the ability to communicate, having come from a small atmosphere, I was able to take that into the marketplace." And I know for you, you were involved in activities. I'm thinking of one, the devastating earthquake in your homeland in 2015. You were one of the leaders for a fundraiser, raising money for your country where it had been devastated. So did you see when you left that the smallness and having the work experience and the leadership activities helped you out in the workplace?
Colette, yes, definitely. Being from a small school for me was an advantage. I took that as an advantage because it was small school, right? And you knew a lot of people. You were able to personally network with professors and various administrative folks involved in school. And if you wanted to make a difference, and if you had an idea, there were people supporting you to make that happen. And I believe that is possible primarily due to the small school nature, and again, as I mentioned earlier, the personal relationship that you're able to build with people. And with that aspect, when you're trying to create a new club or be involved in a new club or trying to create various new events, there are people supporting you to help you succeed and bring something new, fresh into the college environment. And as you mentioned, Colette, the devastating earthquake in 2015, it was a chaotic moment. It was an emotional roller coaster for a lot of folks from Nepal and also for the Caldwell community. But at the same time, we knew, that was a devastating moment. And the first thing that we thought about was, what can we do here, being in U.S. at Caldwell University, to help people in need back in Nepal? And within a matter of a couple of days, we were able to do fundraising events, and at the end of the overall fundraising event, we were able to collect a lot of dollar amounts that were directly able to help people in need in Nepal as an impact of earthquake.
And
So as I mentioned earlier, the small school aspect was more of an advantage for me, and I took that as an advantage for myself.
you certainly did. And I do remember that moment during that time. I mean, so many of you as students, your families were in your homeland and feeling really like I remember the students saying, instead of feeling paralyzed, we were able to do something active to help. Prasani and Prabuddha, what activities have you been involved in so far in your college careers that you have found that have been beneficial? How about you, Prasani?
Thank you, Colette. Currently, I've been involved as a resident assistant here at Colville, and I'm also working as a tutor in the Academic Success Center. In terms of clubs and activities, student engagement, I've been involved. As I've been working in internal affairs in SGA at Colville, and I've been also involved in some of the clubs like Interfaith. And it's really interesting to see how inclusion and diversity comes into play when we're talking about clubs and leadership at Colville. The student leaders here are from various backgrounds, and it is always wonderful to see how they bring their diversity and differences in terms of holding events. And I feel like events at Colwell, instead of just being an event, it's just a recognition of inclusion here at Colwell. Yeah, and being involved in these activities has really, really helped me kind of have an open perspective to different people and different communities, and just has been a learning experience for me.
That's wonderful. Now, Prabuddha, I see you're treasurer for the Nepalese Student Association, secretary of the Accounting Club. Can you talk a little bit about those activities?
Yeah, I definitely can. So like Roma said, starting a club is really easy, and we actually started the accounting club because it hadn't been there for a couple of years. Starting a club has been so easy that Marisa is the person who really takes the responsibility for that, and she has been really amazing with how much resources she has provided us with when we were starting the club. NSA is a club that is primarily involved in helping out Nepalese students and doing events for Nepalese students, but the amount of participation that we get from, the amount of engagement that we get from American students or students of different backgrounds is quite amazing to see. And that is something I respect about the school here, because whether it be events, even if the event is organized by a club that you totally don't understand, you always chip in, go in, and then attend it, try to find out what about different cultures. I've been to a couple of activities from Peruvian clubs, and I really have to have had the chance to get to know a lot about them, which is quite amazing. And I'm also involved as a statistical analyst in the peer advising team, where my basic work is to do a little bit of Excel, a bit of helping students with their registrations. And all of this, I guess, have really helped me become more mature and basically prepared me to go on to apply for bigger roles outside of Colwell, I'd say.
That's wonderful. Yes, it definitely all goes on the resume, and it's all good experience.
That's honestly fascinating that how involved all you guys are. And I feel like the common theme of our whole discussion is leadership. And that's one thing that I think all of us could take away from Caldwell, is that when we get into the real world, when we have big girl and big boy jobs, that we have a kind of taking care of an organization or taking care of a group of people, or even how can you lead and take initiative, so you're not just sitting back and observing. So I am, on my behalf, and I know Colette's as well, I'm very happy that you guys are involved, and I am proud of you for every single role that you have taken here at Caldwell University. So tying into that, Prasani and Prabuddha, at this point, what does your life after Caldwell look like? Prasani first.
That's a rather difficult question, I'd say, that I've been, that is a question that I think at this point as juniors, I know Prabuddha is a junior too, so we've been putting, oh no, I'm sorry, you're a sophomore.
Sophomore, right? Yeah.
Sorry, my bad. At this point, since at this point of the academic year, I think we've been putting thought into what now, what next? And for me, since I'm a psychology major right now, I'm planning to do a master's in either counseling or therapy after Colwell. And I've been talking to my advisors and professors, and they've been super supportive and super helpful with all the resources that they can provide me that will help me in the future, I'd say.
Good for you, honestly. Getting a master's in anything is a huge accomplishment. And that's such a rewarding field. How about you, Prabuddha?
Well, I still have a couple of years before I start thinking about it. So best live for then. But I plan to, like Romas, go to the workforce, maybe accounting, maybe something related to IT. Work there for a couple of years. And after that go back to the drawing board again, try to find out what the best opportunities are, and then start heading out again. But so far, yeah, just go to the work first, try to, and when I'm in college, try to gain as much experience as I can so that I can grow professionally. And when I join the workforce right after education, I'll be much more prepared. That's my plan for now.
It's a good plan, both of you. Very good plan. Getting as much experience as you can out of your university experience. So the university experience has certainly been different this past year, right? For all of us, it's been tough with the pandemic. And I've been thinking a lot about you, our Nepalese students, our international students, because as those of us connected with our relatives, myself, even just an hour and 15 minutes away, finding ourselves on these platforms to stay connected, you were already doing that with your families, right? You were already used to connecting like that, right, Prasani?
It was definitely a difficult time when the pandemic started. The distance, rather than the distance, at that point, the status as an international student was a little more concerning for us, I would say, because when something big as this happens, and when you're already in a status where it can be kind of uncertain what the future kind of holds for you. So it was definitely a stressful moment at that point.
Sure. Any silver linings, Prasani, out of this? Any way that you feel that you've personally grown, developed during this time without all of the distractions, right, of going here and there?
Well, I learned to use virtual platforms much more better than before I did, I'd say.
How about you, Ramas? The look of work has been different, right, the last year?
Yes, it has been very different, and the nature of my work is being in a conference room with your team members collaborating and thinking through problems and issues. And that was a sudden shift and from being together almost all the time to being virtual. And that was a little difficult in the beginning, but Deloitte provided a lot of resources and tools for us to succeed in our virtual world. And despite being virtual, we were able to accomplish our goals and tasks as intended. So overall, it had a very minimal impact on the work we did.
You talk about tools to succeed. I read a public relations article yesterday that actually spoke to some of the aspects of communication, saying, okay, yeah, this has been hard, but what we've learned on these platforms is perhaps even to when we connect to be more thoughtful because we can't interrupt. As we know on this, there's a stutter when you interrupt, right? So sometimes you have to sit and think about how you are going to communicate and to be more thoughtful. So I thought that was interesting. Prabuddha, any positive silver linings out of this? Anything you learned? Anything you took time to learn? Cooking? Anything like that for anyone?
Yeah, definitely, definitely cooking because I had to stay at my home for the whole day, so I couldn't go. And w when the pandemic started, when was it? Back in February, if I'm not wrong, I couldn't go
March,
out and
pretty
eat. So
much
I.
New Jersey when everything shut down.
Oh yeah, back in March and the months immediately after, I couldn't go out and eat, so I had to cook a lot for myself. So definitely cooking, but I guess the main silver lining for me was that since I had so much time to myself, since I didn't have to go back and forth to college, I saved a lot of time and I used that to learn a bit of programming. I don't know if you know this, but the college teaches Java, which is one language. I learned one more. And with that, I've been able to add a bit more learning, and right now I'm developing my first project, so I guess
Very good.
quite
Using
beneficial.
wisely. Very good.
Oh,
That's
thank you
so
so much.
cool. I should learn a language. Like, I'm Spanish, but I can't really speak it. So I wish I was as productive as you.
I mean, you can definitely start now,
That's also very true. What would you tell high school students who are considering Caldwell? Why should they choose Caldwell?
I think I'll go. As I mentioned earlier, it's a small school, and that's an advantage in my opinion, because you will be heard. There are people assisting you and rooting for you to succeed. And the academic programs are just amazing with a vast variety of programs from business to science to psychology and the job placement is good as well. And if you're willing to learn, willing to contribute in school activities, that'll organically build your resume. And those are some of the key activities that employers look for when hiring students for full-time or internship opportunities. So all of these combined really help you stand out even more in this small school environment. So that's my message to the high school students considering Caldwell, that there is a lot of opportunity in here. You just have to tap in and leverage it to your advantage.
Absolutely, I agree. Opportunity here is like left and right. You open one door and another one else opens up right behind you. So it's pretty fascinating that everyone is like a family here. Prabuddha or Prasani, do you want to add?
Yeah, definitely. I definitely agree to what Roma said about the opportunities and exposure here. And I guess speaking from a natural science and psychology background, I'd also like to add on that the independent research opportunity for the natural science student here at Colville is pretty amazing that on an undergraduate level, you can design your own research and work on it. And the professors here will be super supportive to be mentoring you. So I think that is also a big plus point for high school students who want to pursue a natural science or a psych degree here. Yeah, that I wanted to add that point. Definitely helps a lot when you're looking for colleges.
Yes, to add on to that, psych and the natural sciences are amazing here all around. Prabuddha, do you want to add anything?
Yeah, the business department is quite amazing too. I guess the whole academic, all the faculties are amazing. But since I'm an accounting student, I can speak more for that. Accounting professors are quite amazing. Finance professors are quite amazing too, because these are the classes that I've taken. And if you really get to know them, they will definitely connect you to quite some opportunities. And you can then build on there on after on your own to find something better and then go to climb higher, I guess. So I'd say that if you're planning on joining either accounting or finance, there are a lot of alums who are working in the workforce, like Roma says. I mean, Deloitte is one of the biggest companies in the world. So just the fact that you guys connected me to Roma's, I'm very thankful for that. But these are the things that always happen at Caldwell. You always get to know someone who knows someone. And then you can connect with them to try to find out opportunities that you like.
Yes, definitely networking is a big thing here, and I think I can vouch on behalf of all of us. There has not been one single department that isn't amazing, from the staff to the teachers to even the students in it. From a communication standpoint, like I can't imagine my life without any of my professors. All of them take something very valuable, and I embody from their knowledge, and I'm like, oh my God, like I have them in my little pocket. I always sell them in class, and I take it to my internship with my lovely Colette. And I'm also a business administration and sociology minor. So I'm kind of a little in the business, but I'm not in accounting. I'm not good with my numbers. But I just think it's fascinating, no matter what major you are, no matter what grade level you are, or what activities you're involved in. For me, example, I'm in Greek life. I'm also part of a GLC Greek Life Council. I was on the cheer team. And I'm also very super involved. And there's not one point, it's very clicky. Like everyone has a home here. So my final question, and quick go around for all of you, why should we visit Nepal after the pandemic, of course?
It's a very beautiful country, and there's a lot of things to do, and it's relatively cheap compared to other South Asian countries. And it is just very rich with cultural and historical heritage sites. And there are a lot of activities you can do, like mountaineering, rafting, bungee jumping. And the people are just nice in general. So that's some of the reasons I would suggest people to go to Nepal after the pandemic.
That's amazing. I honestly, to honest to God, I love your food. I love like any Middle Eastern, Asian, like Hispanic. I love it all. So every time I go to the cafe, even though I know it's not authentic, I still get excited. And you guys are all rich in culture with the colors or even the way you guys hold events. I just think it's beyond beautiful when you guys put everything together more.
Thank you, Steph. Adding on to the tourism aspect, I'd also say if you're interested in like hiking or you're interested in trekking in the mountain ranges, we have some beautiful glacial lakes up there in the Himalayan ranges. So if you are really interested in that part of the geography, I'd definitely say Nepal is a go-to tourism place. Yep. Adding on to the sorry, cultural aspect and just the people there are very friendly and home. I mean, speaking for me, I would definitely speak from a biased perspective, but definitely it's a beautiful country, I'd say.
Oh yeah, you guys definitely love our food. Every time we organize the event at NSA, we always run out on food, which is quite sad, but which is quite amazing too because people love our food so much. So yeah, if you want to visit our country, basically we're probably the best at adventure sports like bungee, rafting, anything of that sort. So we're pretty good at that. And hiking and going to base camps is quite amazing. Getting to see mountains up front, pretty close, is like it's so beautiful. I've done that once and it was quite an amazing experience. If you love to connect to nature, definitely you have Nepal is one of the places to be in your life. That's what magazines say. That's not me saying it. So I guess for its beauty, plus people are really, really nice. You get to meet a lot of really lovely people, and they're willing to help you even if they've never met you.
That's so
So yeah,
sweet. Oh
you
my
have more
goodness.
reasons to be
When I do go visit, can you guys please be my tour guides?
Absolutely.
I do agree. I do agree that people are definitely nice. We've learned that at Caldwell over the last several years that the Nepalese students have been coming. And mountains, big mountains, aren't something we have in New Jersey. We have the jewel of the Jersey Shore, the ocean, the beauty of that. But the large, big mountains, you generally have to go out west. So anyway, you've been wonderful guests. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been
Awesome.
really.
Thank you, Colette and Steph. Really appreciate both of you inviting me to this session today.
Thank you so much. It was lovely to know about Romas and connect to him. It's lovely to be with Prabhupada Colette. Steve, thank you so much. This is a wonderful opportunity.
And that's the key, networking with alums, which is really an opportunity at Caldwell. So our guests have been Romas Tamrakar, Prasani Shrestha, Prabuddha Raj Bastola, and I'm Colette Liddy.
And I'm Steph Lopez. Please join us next time for Caldwell University Conversations. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.